conclusion of the third parak, the Maral brings the Medrash. We're talking about Hashlamas Ha'adam and man moving towards his tachlis, and how it's only through Torah mitzvahs that one is able to be Mashlim himself. There's all yisaydis that if you chazer it, you'll be able, mitzvah until you're 120, to use in understanding the most basic kinyanim in Yiddishkeit. And you'll see as it goes along, and I told you from the beginning that the Maral, you have to chazer, you have to begin to think in the way that the Maral is teaching us to think, and it makes a tremendous difference in how we look at all the yisaydis of our emunah. So the Maral brings this famous medrash on page Samach Dalad. He was talking about Adam La'omal Yulad, the Pasuk in Iyuv, that man was created to work. And the Gemara talks about, what does it mean? The Medrash talks about what kind of work. So, of course, the conclusion is that Amelus means the pair with one's mouth, Amelus and Torah. It's only through Torah that a person can come to that Hashlama, that he's able to bring himself, his Kaiches, out, that they should be Bepail. So the Maral and Samach Dalet brings the Medrash, Gam HaNefesh Lei Temaleh. Says in Pasuk in Kehelas that the soul will not be filled. L'fisha Nefesh Yadas Shekol Asher Tiagei La'atzma Tiageya. The soul knows that all of its struggles in this world, all of its efforts, are to bring to its own Hashlama. L'fichach Eina Sveya Mitzvah Samasim Toivim. And because the Nefesh understands the Nefesh, because inside of ourselves there is an awareness of the truth, therefore the nefesh can never be satiated with mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. It can never be filled. It can never receive its fill. This is what we were talking about. That all of life is amelus. There is no end. There is no menucha. There is no rest, because as long as man is still connected, as we'll discuss more in a few minutes, as long as man is still tied to physical reality, he's bound by that dimension of existence, and therefore he's always in a state of becoming. He's always in a state of unfolding, of becoming, of moving towards, but never quite being there. So therefore the soul can never be filled with mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Omer Rabbi Levi Moshel Le'Irayin is a very famous Moshel. This can be compared, I mentioned it a few weeks ago, this can be compared to an Irayini, to a city fellow. Shahyanosui Bas Malachim. He had a mazel. He married a princess. Afa Pisha Machila Kalmadani Melech. So he works hard to bring her all the delicacies, royal type of foods. And even though he gives her all of the Madani Melech, any Yaitse Chavoso. He never is Yaitse. He never really has gotten there. Lama, why not? She bas malachim. Because if this would be brought to another girl from town, she would be delighted, she would feel satiated by that gift, by the foods that are being brought, by the delicacies. But since she's a bas malachim, since she herself is royalty, so she's not impressed by all of these things. And no matter what you bring her, no matter what he brings her, it's still something that's brought from the city, the world of the city, to the world of the palace. And therefore, there's always something that's missing. Kach kol ma sheyifal ha'adam im nafshay, kol ma sheyifal ha'adam im nafshay, ena yotzei dechavasa. With all of the efforts that a human being makes in this world, with his neshama, with his nefesh, all of the work that one does spiritually, he can never be yotzei. Lama while l'fi shehi milamala, because the soul of a Jew is a bas malachim. It doesn't come from the city, it comes from the palace. And therefore, it's never completely satiated, which can be frustrating and painful, but at the same time, it constantly gives, when it's handled properly, it regenerates within a person new sheifas, new cravings, new yearnings for Kedusha, when it's used properly. Ubir Inyan Zed, the Maral explains this medrash. This nefesh, the soul that comes from above, but it's sent to dwell here in the city, among peasants. That's where the neshama is sent, into this physical world. Tamid hi mishtakekes al ha-toyer v'la-mitzvahs. The nefesh, the neshama, is constantly seeking to return home. It's looking for familiar signs of what it was once like. And those familiar signs, of course, only to be found in this world with mitzvah samasim tovim, as we learned in the first parak. Because only with mitzvah samasim tovim is there that seichel eloki, is that transcendent godliness that the neshama can relate to. Therefore, it's always mishtakekes l'toyer v'lamitzvahs, b'meshihi b'sachtoinim. And we'll see, and it's explained a little bit in the note, but we're going to see much more about this later on. Therefore, ultimately, Torah could not be something which comes from this world. What's interesting here is that what the Maral is revealing is one of the most subtle and deepest proofs of Torah min ha-shamayim. The Torah comes from Shemayim. The Torah is not from this world. And it's only a proof for a person who's already a mamon. That's why this is not going to help anybody in university. It's not going to help a scientist who's seeking empirical proof. But for the one who begins assuming one God, right? So the one who believes, begins with that belief, the fact that he feels no matter what he accomplishes in life, he lives in that perpetual state of v'hanefesh lo tamalei. He's always like half empty. As much as he's got the thing, and he's pumping gas, more money, more this, more that, and he's got his hand on the pump his whole life. Whenever he goes to sleep, and he's real, it's a real night. Maybe you know, after there was some hisayrus, or you learn something special after Yom Kippur, after Shabbos. So he looks at the gauge and it still shows that it's half empty. And he doesn't understand. I'm pumping mamish, I'm filling this up with everything I got. With taivas and gaivas and medallas. And I'm supposed to feel full. And yet the gauge always shows like it's not, you know. So you can't believe it. So you think it must be something wrong with the indicator. But this itself is a proof that Torah is min ha-shamayim. That a Jew can only be satiated, can only feel some relief from that emptiness when his neshama meets up with royalty. And the royalty is only to be found in Torah mitzvahs, because the nefesh is a bas malachim, the neshama is a bas malachim, and therefore it recognizes that schar that comes from that place, and that place is called shamayim. Torah has to be min ha-shamayim.
One really feels full from Torah?
No, but one feels that one is filling oneself. Even though at the end it's true. In this world, as long as you're attached to the body, there's something that's missing. So it's never going to say full, right? It can't. But there's a difference between not being full and feeling a horrible sense of emptiness. There is that difference. Any Jew who's zeichet to learn Torah, and who's zeichet to mekayim mitzvahs, who's zeichet to dance, and zeichet to sing a niggun, and to be part of Torah mitzvahs, it's already not the same bechina. You know, Rabbi Chaim Volozhin said in Ruach Chaim that says, you see, that the Mishnah says you should be bereach, you should run away from the virus, right? You should run away. And you should be rots acha ha-mitzvah, but you should chase after mitzvahs, right? That's what it says in Mishnah. You should run after mitzvahs, and you should be bereach min ha-aveira. So Reb Chaim Volozhin asked, that's not yosha. That doesn't seem to be fair. What that implies is that aveiras are chasing after you, and the mitzvahs are running away from you. Yeah? It says, have you bereach min ha-aveira? It means it's chasing you. Aveiras are chasing you. And the mitzvahs, you have to rots acha ha-mitzvah, you have to run after a mitzvah. So Chaim Volozhin has a murdik hesber of this whole inyan, where he basically says that because a Jew is in pnimius, this is what he really is, this is who he really is, in order that there should be bechira. Now there's naturally, a mitzvah is infinitely more appealing to a Jew than an aveira. Really, in terms of who a Jew is, a mitzvah is much more appealing. In order to maintain Bechira, the Baruch Shalom keeps mitzvahs at a distance, and really an Aveira is something that's naturally despicable to a Jew. It's naturally despicable to him. Right? But but in this is in order to, that there should be a Bechira. That's why Rav Chaim Volozhin has said, and it's brought down in the Musa Sfarim, that it's an interesting thing that when a person, he says that v'derech klal, a person who's not in Torah mitzvahs does not fantasize about it. It's not like you have a person who's, you know, it's not like somebody in Hollywood is thinking, wow, it must be unbelievable to sit in a sukkah. Or it must be, you know, must be an unbelievable experience to daven, you know. You don't fantasize about that. But people fantasize about physical things all the time, but not about the truth. So why is that? Because since the truth is emes, it's real. It's by nature removed from the world of dimyonis, of fantasy. When it comes to Yiddishkeit, when you're doing it, you know that it's real. When you're in it, it's real. And it's the opposite when it comes to this things of this world. In the dimyonis, you think, ooh, wah, when I get that, I'm going to be happy. Is that going to be great? In the dimyonis. Because it only comes from the world of dimyonis. It's not really who you are. So that when you finally actually get to that position where you have that taiva that you wanted, so then you see that it's mamish, it's nothing, right? It doesn't add up. Because it was only from the world of dimyonis. It wasn't real. It was stomach fantasy. With Torah, you don't dream about what it would be like. What would it be like to know Shas? What would it be like to know Shas? What would it be like to be a Jew like that? You know, it's nice, it's charming, you read books about people, but you don't. But when it happens to you, when your neshama, when the Bas Melech meets up with that, then she's home. That's it. This is the truth. This is the emes. Therefore, Torah min haShemayim, because Torah min haShemayim, because only Torah has the ability. It's true, not to fill us, but when we meet up with Torah, we know that this, that our lives are meaningful. Therefore, you'd be very hard pressed to find anybody that in the world, even someone that was once from, say somebody that was once from before the Milchama, let's say you meet a Jew that he used to be from, and now he's not from. Whenever they talk back, whenever they think, they'll say, you know, I remember when I learned Bava Kama, and I remember that the Ruf from the city, and I remember this and I remember that. How come he's not? How come he doesn't have charata? I asked this once from an old Jew. I said, don't you? He was telling me how he used to learn. He used to learn 18, 19 hours a day. A Jew from Poland told me he used to learn 18, 19 hours a day. Now he's barely eating kosher. And I don't blame him. He went through this. But I asked him, don't you regret that you spent the first 23, 24 years of your life learning 18, 19 hours a day? He looked at me like I was crazy. He said, no, what are you talking about? How could you say that? He says, you're from a Yid, you say such a thing. He said to me, I said, what do you mean? You're sitting learning all day long, Gemara, Rashi, Taisus. Of course, I didn't go to the next step, that if it's true and if it's meaningful, then why don't you and I sit down and learn a little bit now? Again, I wouldn't say that to a Jew like that, right? But that was what was real to him. And when you talk about what's happened since then, this one, that one, nobody appreciates anything. You know, he's got all these tainis. But then, oh, what it was like to see. He says, Simchas Torah, the Rebbe, used to go to see. He used to go to the Rebbe's. He says, well, Simchas Torah. You know? He used to go to Radomsk, you don't remember telling me. So, because that's the Metzius. It's the Metzius, but Torah is real, so it's only when you're there, right? That's how it is. When you're in it, you know that. Stefan, how come he didn't think that he wasted his life? He wasted the first. He said, why didn't he say to me, I'm so crazy, I could have been with the non-religious people, I could have been with the goyim, I could have had parties, I could have run around, I could have done this, I could have done that. No. He sees that even now as the most noble time of his life. When he looks back, that was the most important part of his life. The fact that he's abandoned it now doesn't mean that inside of him he doesn't long for it. That's because that's really home for each Jew. So he says, the fact that the neshama is found in the physical world means that it's in a diminished state. It's been demoted. She etzim nefesh alakim ilamala. This is the problem. it itself is a nefesh alikim lamal. It's from above, and it's I met this besachtayne, but it's stuck here in this world. The kol davar shehu chaser, and it's the nature of all reality that when something is chaser, when something is missing something, mishtoikek el hashlam, it is seeking that fulfillment. It is seeking fulfillment. In footnote 58. There's a very important ha'ori here from the writings of the Maral regarding this inyan of hishtoikikus, of sensing one's chisaron and seeking to be mashlim one's chisaron. So he brings the Gemara Nida, v'zacha ba'olam v'kikara b'yadai. He says that when a boy is born, he comes together with a loaf of bread, he comes with his parnasa. A boy is going to earn a parnasa. So he comes, hopefully he'll earn a parnasa, but he comes already like with his loaf of bread. He comes already ready to make a parnasa. Nekeva, when a girl is born, eini maklum, garnish. When a girl is born, she comes into the world empty-handed. B'chadusha agardus lanide kosav, dor v'zeh yedua. Stamal explains, it's known. Ki azocher hu hasholim v'briya. In this world, the Zohar was created better equipped to come to a state of Hashlama, with more of an inclination towards Hashlama. That doesn't mean that he's necessarily greater. That doesn't mean that. V'im hadovish hu shalom bar parnasa, shi'a shalom asadam. Therefore, the meaning of the Gemara that he comes with his parnasa, that means that he comes already equipped, he's predisposed, he's inclined towards already having his parnasa, having his hashlama. Avol ha'nekeva, but the nekeva, the girl, adarabah, parnasa shalom yitzad shi chaseiru umishtekekes el hashlama. What's the parnasa of a nekeva? Now you have to understand this, and this is something which is discussed so much in the Hasidic Svarim and the Kabbalah Svarim. But like everything in the Maral, this is all Kabbalah, but he's saying it in the Lashon of Nigla. But it's really all Kabbalah. He's talking about the Shechinah, he's talking about Malchus Leislei Megamei Klum. What does it mean? The last sphere that's called Malchus, which is Shechinah, which is the feminine, Leislei Megamei Klum, has nothing of its own, like the moon, right? Like the moon, like the Levana. It only has what it receives from the sun. The Jewish people and are compared to the Levana. She has Sidalas Chadish Kamaisa. The Levana is a Mekabelis. It doesn't come with its Parnasa. The Nekeva, the girl, that quality in creation, it's called the feminine quality, it comes empty-handed, and all it has is a desire to have. It only has the will to receive. That's the nature of the Nekeva, the will to receive. That's what Nekeva means. Even in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, that's what it means. We'll see in a second. The Nekeva, therefore, is waiting for someone else to be mashlim her. She herself cannot be mashlim herself. She waits for the hashlama to come from outside. Therefore, Nikras Nekeva. Therefore, in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew, she's called a Nekeva. Nekeva, the Maral says, Shehi chafetza umishtekekes el hashlama. The Nekeva means, the Lashon Nekeva, why does Nekeva mean that? So he says, why does Nekeva mean this longing? V'zehu Lashon Nekeva miloshon, where it says in Pasuk, Nokve secharcha alai. When Lavan said to Yaakov, show me the wages that are missing. Right, you remember? It's coming up. Yilovin says to Yaakov Avinu, show me what is missing. Show me what you don't have. Nakva, that's why the word nekovim, nekovim. What does it mean, a nekev? Huh? A nekev means a hole. Correct? It means a hole. It means an empty space. That's what it means. Nekev, nekeva means a sense of emptiness, a feeling of an empty space. That's what the Lashon, that's what nekeva means. Therefore, Lashon and Torah of Nokva Scharchalai means what? Show me the wages. This is what it really means. Show me the salary that's missing. In other words, what Lavan thinks, what is coming to you? Right? Well, show me what's missing. And that's the Lashon and nekeva. Nekeva means that which is missing. So like the Radzina, and I explained many times in Shul, like the Radzina wrote from his father, from the grandfather, the Meir Shilach, in this world we see that as a terrible chisaron. Therefore, in our eyes, in the eyes of society, traditionally women have been second-class citizens. Because what's a woman? Every one of us has a male side and a female side. Except in a male, hopefully, the male quality is that which is strongest, right? In a normal situation. And in a female, it's the feminine quality that is strongest, even though both have something of each. Traditionally, the world has seen women as being chaseros because they're born without the loaf of bread. Therefore, you need me. You're nobody. You're nothing. You're helpless. You're the damsel in distress, yeah? This is the traditional picture, which in most of the world is still, that's pretty much in most of the world, that's still the way women are looked at. Because you're in the keva, and the keva means you're missing. You don't have. Therefore, the Jewish people also, who are Hashem's kala, in this world are seen as bali chisaron. They're seen as people who have missed the boat. But in truth, as it says in Pasuk, that when it's going to come the time, it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, as in the cave at the Saivev Gever, that Hashlam is going to be in the future when it says that when Mashiach will come. Now, the Radak learns Pshat like this. Right now, the Kala walks around the Chosn. And the meaning of the Kala walking around the Chosn is, you are the one who can fill my life up. I don't have anything, and you are, and it's only through you, who is the center of my life, can my life be filled. But but when it says in the Kaiva, when it says Tesoivev Gever, the Radak, the understanding is that in the future, the Chosn is going to encircle the Kala. Eishes Chayla Teres Baala. That really, in the Jewish home, the Eishes Chayla is that Teres Baala. He thinks that he's the big knacker because he's the one that brings home a check and he goes and does this and talks up a bigger, you know. But really, the pnimius, everything comes from the Isha. Hakol min Isha. Chazal revealed this in many places. Hakol min Isha. What does that mean? That means that in this world, the fact that we're in this situation of being a bas melech that's stuck in a guf, that creates the impression of the Jewish people as being weak and vulnerable. And that has caused people to despise us, along with many other things. The same way that women have been despised and are used in this world, because she doesn't have. And the Jewish people, are seen as this nekeva. But in the future, the Baruch Shalom is going to reveal that the whole bria, the essence of creation, was the hishtoikakus of the nekeva. Not who you are, but who you want to be. Not what you have, but what you want to have. That's the pnimius of the bria. When Mashiach will come, this will be revealed. Right now, that's why before Mashiach comes, this whole Indian, which I've spoken about sometimes in Shul, the whole hisiris of feminism, which in the secular world is a terrible distortion, and it stinks from silliness and from smallness and distortion. But there is something there. There is a nakuda of the days of Mashiach that's being awakened. The fact that for the first time in history, women are saying, "Hey, I'm somebody. Why are you making me into a nobody?" It means that there is a hakara that's beginning to infiltrate into reality that says that wanting is more chashuv than having. Because when one realizes that I don't have, that's the beginning of emunah. Right, that's the beginning of emunah, because the recognition that v'hanefesh le'tamale, that I can't be filled, there's only, I'm empty without the Baruch Shalom, I'm empty without Hashem, that's the beginning of emunah, that's the beginning of faith, that's the meaning of Eishes Chayla Teres Baala, that really the wife is the crowning glory of the husband, a Teres Baala, that's going to be revealed at the end of time. So that's what the Lashon Nekeva comes from. Klaimer Shana Keva, last two lines, Klaimer Shanakavim of Akeshis Hashlama Bnei Chisroina. She wants a Hashlama because she feels a Chisaron. That I once, I don't know if I for sure in Shul I said this, but I don't know if I told the Chevra here that I read an interesting thing in a book. There was a fellow that that had become a Baal Tshuva for some time, and he was for the first time by a Tzaddik's Tish. I think it said he was by the Taldas Aaron, by the last Rabbi Oliver Shalom in Yerushalayim. He came to the Tish and he described what took place, and he said that he was standing. They told him to go for Shiraim, you know. So the Rebbe was giving out Shiraim, and everybody's standing in line. And the Rebbe, each person put out his hand. The Rebbe gave Shiraim, and it came to him. So he puts out his hand, and the Rebbe doesn't even look at him. The Rebbe just. So he writes in this book how he thought, can't believe it. How could he humiliate me in front of everybody? I know my averus from the past. God knows my averus, and He knows my averus. Now the whole Yerushalayim has to know my averus. You know that I'm. So he's standing there. He said he was paralyzed. And again, he puts out his hand, and the Rebbe is just like not even looking at him. So then the Chassid leaned over, he said, and told him to hold your hands, to cup your hands, not like this, to hold like this. He didn't notice that all the Chassidim came like that to the Rebbe, to hold like this. And he put his hands like that, and the Rebbe gave him a tremendous smile, and put Shiraim into his hand and gave him like that, and he said them. And after he walked away, he couldn't figure this out. What's going on over here? So he went and he spoke to some of the Chassidim, and they told him that if you really want to go to a tzaddik, if you really want, then you have to come with you have to come to be makabel. You have to be able to receive. The way that you put your hand out is not to receive. Receiving means that's what it means in the keva. It means show me the wages that are missing. Like, show me what's missing. Give me what's missing from my life. That's the pshat in Nakva Schar Chalai. So that's what he says. Vayd sham amru begemar vem neima ish mechazer al ha'isha vayn ish mechazeres al ish. So the Gemara says that the husband is the one that is seeking the wife. The girls nabach, they wait to be on some boy's list, right? Somebody should give them a call. They sit around by the telephone, the girls. And the fellows are the ones that are looking. So he says, Moshla Adam Sha'ovad Le'aveda. You're familiar with the Gemara, says that this can be compared to a person who has lost something. Mi mechazer al mi? Who goes looking for who? Bal Haveda Machzer al Avedaso. So the Bal Haveda, the one who has lost something, goes looking for the Aveda. So mechazeris. At least the next page, the footnote. Moshul la adam sheover leaved. Mish mechazom mi balaved mechazom masom vechdush agadis. He writes, just repeated for some printing. Ki azocher chosim and hanekeva v'nechshav hanekeva aved al hazocher. There is one thing that the zocher is missing. That's the nekeva. He doesn't have the nekeva. V'nechshav hanekeva aved al hazocher kasher nevad heimenu mashit zorich lo lekach machzer hazocher al nekeva. And the Gevurah Hashem, because of Ki Adovish Eino Shalom Ve'Eino B'Poyel Ha'Elech Meshtoikek Lotzeis L'Poyel. So this is the irony, and this is pretty much a summary of what's been going on the last couple of years in society. So men traditionally has frowned upon women. Men have frowned upon women. Abalas Chesaron, you don't have anything. But a woman understands that what with all that she is missing, what he's missing more than anything is her. Yeah, and here is this itself is a very deep inyan. It's not so much to go into right now. I didn't want to go into this. It's a whole separate topic. But this itself is the irony. And this there is a maila that the Balas Chisaron has. She recognizes that she's a Balas Chisaron. The Zohar doesn't see that. The Zohar, the male doesn't see that. That's what I spoke about. Some of you maybe last year remember by the Hashivenu thing I spoke about. About the fact that man was created from the dirt, and he doesn't want to admit that he comes. But he's from nothing. Ashayna came the woman that she comes from something, she comes from him. So the problem, she doesn't have this issue. When she's aware and she's able to recognize and she can deal with her deficiency because it doesn't make her into dirt. But a Zohar has a very big problem admitting that he comes from off of Eifer. And therefore, with all the problems of the ego and so on, that's related to this issue. Okay, back on top.
So the cave is defined by
She says in the Radzina Svarim, in her heart, this is also ironic. She is mechazeres, but she's told that she's not allowed to be poil, right? It's not sanua. She senses. There's no question. A guy could be a bachelor and he says, I'm doing fine, but this is also one of the sad things of this whole feminist movement. You know that at some point when the biological clock is starting to tick, 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 so then all of a sudden you get this big feminist sitting in the park watching some woman walk by with a baby carriage, and she's tzebrochen. She's totally tzebrochen. She can't even tell anybody. Because she wrote all these articles and said all these things, so she's so tzebrochen. But a guy doesn't have to have that at all. A guy can live like this. So the Radzina says that in her heart, she's mechazeres through the entire universe, much more than a guy. But I'll sneeze, so she's stuck. Because this is part of her chisarim, that she can't be mashlim herself. Someone else has to be mashlim her. Someone has to come and sweep her off her feet. It's said. She's waiting for her knight in shining armor to sweep her off her feet.
Wasn't part of her definition, though, that she's one thing?
Yes, so she is in a constant state of waiting. She's in a state of waiting, yeah. But she can't... She can't get herself out of that emptiness. She sits and she waits for someone to redeem her. She's waiting. Moshe came the Gever. He needs this, and he goes to get it, and he's allowed to. Fakir, it's expected that he does this. But she can't even do that. She just has to sit by the phone and wait. And if it doesn't happen, she doesn't know what to do. She's a Baal Chisar. That's why I'm not talking about in the Madrega and Ruchnius, because you know that in potential a man has greater potential, self-kul-self, Tzura and Chaimer, in the writings of Morale. But in terms of typically, in Emuna Pshuta, we're far behind. In Emuna Pshuta, we're far behind. In simple faith, we're far behind, because as I said before, that Emuna is directly related to that sense of Chisarin. And knowing that only God could be Marshal Nechisan, only the Baruch Shalom could fill that which is missing. It's the man, the male, gets Meshuggah about his Shtadlus. He's the Meshtadl, he's the big Meshtadl. The Shtadlus. And sometimes a man is troubled, and it seems to him that the wife is a B'shev Al Taaseh. I'm making all this Shtadlus, and what do you do? What are you doing? You're standing in front of the mirror, what are you doing? All my Shtadlus that I'm making. Right? His whole way of relating to reality is only through Shtadlus. He doesn't know how to be. He doesn't know how to receive. To be a mammon means to receive. It takes much greater effort for a man to have a munah pshuta than a woman, which the Maral talks about in many places. Despite the fact that the Maral says that ultimately a woman comes from chaimer, but that's what chaimer also means. What's chaimer? Chaimer means physical matter. We understand that physical matter in of its own is helpless. It's waiting to have meaning. There could be a beautiful piece of clay, but unless Michelangelo comes along, unless Da Vinci comes along and makes it into something nice, right? So it remains a helpless piece of chimer. It's a very feminine thing. Physical reality is very feminine because it needs to be acted upon. It needs something from the outside to come to be mashlimit, physical reality. Mashenikain, the male who comes from Tzura, he has the ability to change reality. But he can very often get lost in the guy and thinks that and begin to think that he's God. And that's much more of his problem. A woman is much more noitish, she's much more inclined to yeish, to despair and depression. to depression because she doesn't see it happening. And she feels the chisaron. A male is much more inclined towards self-deception and egotism. Is much more inclined towards that. On to page Samachai. V'atayrah v'hamitzvah heim hashlama el hanefesh. It's only through Torah and mitzvahs can a person find hashlama to the soul. U'bishvil kach, therefore, mishtekekes hanefesh el hatayrah v'el hamitzvahs. Therefore, the nefesh has this yearning, this longing for Torah and mitzvahs. Not to remain forever stuck in this village, in this miserable little town. I want to get back to the palace. Now here also this is painful. That no matter how many mitzvahs and masim tovim you provided you with, v'nefesh lo temalei. Ultimately, he doesn't feel. For a kid, it creates a greater hunger. The more you learn, the more it creates a thirst to learn. If you don't learn, you don't feel that, you don't feel like a need to learn. Many people, they don't feel, what's the big deal? But once you start learning, I remember years ago when I was in Eretz Yisrael, when I was in 12th grade and we went to yeshiva, and I was trying to learn, we settled down, eventually at some point we settled down. You know how that is, it's always like a week before you leave or something. But anyway, at some point, you know, we settled down, and I was sitting there, it was late at night in the Bais Medrash, it was pretty empty. And all of a sudden it dawned on me. And this realization has cost my wife and I and my parents lots of money. I'll tell you why in a second. But all of a sudden it dawned upon me, like I looked around in the Bais Medrash, and it dawned upon me, I know absolutely nothing. Like the Medrash Rabbah and Tanchuma and Bavli, Yerushalmi, and the Musa Svarm and the Chassidus Svarm and the Machshava Svarm and the Ramchal Maral. And something went in me like crazy, that I want to get all this stuff. It hasn't been working too well, but I want this. And it's expensive because it's much easier to buy from than to learn them. So I have acquired all the stuff and more. The problem is to have the time and the rutzen to learn properly. But but when it dawns upon you, wow! When it hits you, you can God forbid you can be misyayish. You can give up. You can give up. And then you have to settle into a normal place and to want what you could do and not to go crazy. but there's that feeling of I can't, I'm never going to be able to do this. I'll never have enough of this. I'll never have enough time. So, Omnam Leitiz, by mitzvah, samasam toivim, eshihi, I medis besach tainim, begufa adam, sof kol sof, you're stuck in the world, and the world, you're constrained. There are limits, there are limitations, time and everything, so on. So, you know, who can measure the kedusha of that person that comes back, you know, comes back after a long day of work and you sit down, you finally sit down and you're so tired you could barely lift your head up and you look at the shelf and you see there, like, you know, a sefer that you love. You know, you look up, you see something really good, you'd love to look there to see the parasha. And you give it cracks because you just can't. You can't. Maybe you push yourself and you look in a little bit, you look in one varta, one mishnah, but you can't. And the cracks that person feels, that the how heartbroken that I can't, I just don't have the time. I'm stuck in Chaimer. I'm stuck in physical matter. That's the problem. So the nefesh comes from above. Therefore, a Jew can never feel satiated by things of this physical world, because that's not where we come from. And even when it comes to mitzvah samasim toivim, since ultimately we're still constrained by physical reality, so even with all the mitzvah samasim toivim, there's that need for more. That's what I was saying before, that when you begin to learn, you begin to feel that you're missing more. If you're not learning, then you can look at the Svarmi and say, it's nice. What does it mean to me? I'm not missing any of this stuff. What I'm missing most is Lahavdil is the editorial in today's paper. I didn't see. Now I'm a Baal Chisaron, I don't have that. But when a person realizes, Rakimish Takekas Tamid Liyasa Mushlamis Lagamre, Veinu Mushlamis Achatova Elatachlis, but the Hashlama, that feeling, that perfection cannot be until you come to that place beyond this world. That which is above this world. Remember that's where the word ironical comes from. That is the ultimate irony. Ironi means a city dweller. That's the ultimate irony of a Jew who comes from a different place, who's seeking fulfillment as an ironi, as somebody in this world, as a regular person of this world. V'im shuhu noisin la, that's a mistake, that should be with an aleph. V'im shuhu noisin la kol ma'adanei aylam. Therefore, even if you provide the city dweller, I'm sorry, even if you provide the princess, if you provide the neshama with all the delicacies of this world, everything you can get in this world, you cannot be yoytzei with your neshama. You haven't been yoytzei with giving your neshama what it really needs. We're going to see a little bit tomorrow morning, Mitzvah, in the Bnei Machshava Taiva. We're going to see in Avoida this type of a meditation. If you think about this, if you think about yourself, that within you there is this Bas Melech, there is this princess, and even envision it. There's this princess that, and every time you think that you're accomplishing something of this physical world, and you imagine the Bas Melech looking at you with such disgust, and feeling so neglected and by what you think is a chash of a gift. You think is a chash of a gift. You say to your neshama, did you see the new tiles in the bathroom? And the neshama looks at you, what, you sugar? This, I mean, a Jew should only have nice things, but this is, don't bring this to me. You're trying to bring this to me. Bring this to your goof. Enjoy the bathroom. When you take a bath, look at the tiles and feel good, whatever that does for people. But as far as to bring it as a gift to the neshama, people try to do that because they try to make themselves emotionally and spiritually excited by things of this world. And the Bas Melech looks with disdain and says, "Hey, you out of your mind? What are you bringing me something from? I'm a Bas Melech. You bringing me something from the village, from the local stores? It means nothing to me." And this the way that this comes out in our lives is with a terrible amount of frustration and sickness. A sickness, and people are constantly. Therefore, it's true that our enemies are right. The Jews are constantly seeking. It is true. There are no people in the world that are as these are code words that anti-Semites will use. But the emiss is that Jews do want more than anybody else. When one doesn't know where it comes from, that he wants more money, he wants more success. He has to be the most choshev. He has to be the greatest achiever. He has to be the smartest, the best, the brightest, the richest. Yeah. But that kisuf, that longing, is something that comes from, really, that's the Bas Melech that's not being satisfied. But you think that you're going to bring more things, and the Bas Melech will be quiet, and the Bas Melech will say thank you. So therefore, the Jew has to do best. It's true. They have to be the best. They have to win every argument. They have to have the most. They have to have the nicest. And that's Rachmanis. It reveals the greatness of the Jewish people, even though in the eyes of the world this is our weakness. Because the weakness is that they always want, they're never satisfied. They never have, they're never there. Right? But this itself is an indication of the Jewish people, that this is not our place, this world. This is not, we're not getting it in this world. What the world brings us doesn't satisfy us.
Wouldn't it be more like that she doesn't get
sibuk
from him?
His chiyuv
doesn't get defined by
Buddha. That's what it means.
I'm saying,
it's I haven't fulfilled.
She's not being.
Yeah, no. It's very. I think it's very meduyik. It means that the body has not fulfilled its responsibility to the soul. Yeah.
I'm saying this guy, I mean, going back to
the marshal.
The guy that marries this Bas Melech,
yeah.
He has an unbelievable achrayus, not to make her happy, mitzad her, to make himself work harder to make her happy.
That's exactly, you said it very well. That's all he could do. What else could he do? All he could do is to show, like you know how it is with when you show that a parent sees that a kid is trying. That's what it means, sof kol sof. When the Bas Melech sees that the Iroini, that her husband, the plain fella, is bringing things that have meaning, is trying. So then that gives a certain sibuk. That gives a certain sense of simch and a certain sense of sibuk, as we spoke about before.
Didn't the Medrash begin by saying that she's not satisfied with that?
She's not satisfied. She can't be satisfied.
And before we're talking about that he's bringing her Madani Melech, and now we're talking about Madani Olam. Are they synonymous?
Oh, that's a good dig. You know, the lashon of the Medrash itself is Madani Melech. He's saying over here Madani Olam. So, I think that your dig is excellent. What it's saying is that as long as the Ma'adanim are of this world, right, then there can't be any sense of accomplishment at all. Right? There can't be any sense of accomplishment. But maybe there's a difference between Ma'adanei Olam and Ma'adanei Melech. Right? In the Medrash it says, Afal Pisha Ma'achila Kol Ma'adanei Melech, and yes, that means they can never come to a state of perfection, of Hashlama. That's true. That's true. There can never be Hashlama, even with Ma'adanei Melech. But Ma'adanei Olam, it's a Gelechte. That's an insult, Ma'adanei Olam. At least Ma'adanei Melech. But Ma'adanei Olam,
the kasha about Yotzi Yedei Chovasso, it's more difficult with Ma'adanei Melech. How is that a failure? It's not a level that a person could possibly reach.
Right.
So that, do we usually say Yotzi Yedei Chovasso with a lashon of some referring to something that a person
cannot do? You're right. You're both right. The lashon maybe is a hard lashon to understand. To say Chovasso. That's Archean. We have to think more about the lashon. Chayev also means to be missing something. Also means to be missing something. It means a chayev, a debt, right? When you owe something that you owe. It is. You're right. It is a lashon that we have to try to understand more. Okay. So he says, so any yotzei dechavasim amem neishi bas melech v'imis chaberus eli roini hazeh, so she's connected to the city guy. V'im kein tamid hi chaseira kasher hi imah roini hazeh. She's always. So with sof kol sof, my husband. This is my husband. I'm still limited. I'm still stuck with this guy from the, that can't possibly connect to me on the deepest level. Sheina Zugshila. This is the sad thing. The fact the Bereshit created us to put us together, it's a nais that the neshama the guf can stay together. That's mafli lasis. That's a pella, but it certainly is an odd couple. The neshama with the guf is an odd couple, and because of that, they're at odds with each other. They're making demands that each one can't satisfy for the other, so it's not really a good shidduch, so to speak. So therefore, the neshama always feels I can't. I'm stuck with this guf. I'm stuck with this irani. Like I can't get out of this. So therefore, no matter what, you know how it is. If God forbid, two people are not. If it's not a good zivig, no matter what they do for each other, they're never satisfied. Usually, it's faket. They start to get more annoyed. It's more annoying, and they get more nitpicking, right? Because the problem is that it's not the right zivig, and if it's not the right zivig, even if he makes $1 million a year, and he's a good looking guy, and he brings her flowers, she can't be satisfied because it's not the right zivig. So whatever he's bringing to me, it's never going to be mashlim in any way, right? I can't find mashlim because the etzem hazivig is wrong. So the moral says over here, sof he imah irani, she'ena zivig shala. So sof kol sof, the neshama is connected to the shidduch, is not a shidduch, and the neshama feels this. So the neshama might say, "Shkoyach, you're very sweet for bringing me these things, but lemaisa, I don't feel fulfilled by this." Lakach layochel lasayis kfiya roilah shibas melech shal kol panim himis chaberis liyroini v'loy lemelech. She's sof kol sof. She's not in the palace anymore. Lakach any yaitzid echavosim v'chein kashu hanefesh himilamala. Torah mitzvahs, at least you're on the road, right? You're in the direction. Something is happening. This is, you're moving in the direction of Hashlam. He says, "Mikol makom b'meshi he amedes b'sachtoinim b'guf ha'odim he etzem nivdal man ha'yayinim like the Kabbalah Hashlama." So, the bottom line is that the neshama is doomed in this physical world not receiving that hashlama. Can't happen in the physical world. Lekach eina sveya min ha-mitzvahs. With mitzvahs, but the thing is that when you give mitzvahs, then you can't get enough. That tastes good. It was the Bas Melech likes mitzvahs. The neshama is excited about mitzvahs, likes it, and thinks, "Oh, now I'm going to find my hashlama." But then you start to learn, then you go crazy because you can't stop learning. And you become a person because the taste is a good taste, The sad thing is you can't get enough of it because you're in the physical, you're stuck in this world, in this body. But the taste is a good taste. V'yatzim nivdal min ha'yoinim lo'itakar b'la shlama l'kach ein esvei min ha'misses v'nechshevas b'koyach kol yimei ha'yoisim aguf. Therefore the neshama is the bas melech is in a constant state of becoming, of potential, as long as it's in this strange shidduch with the body. V'zem ha'sher etzinu levoya. So he ends, we'll come back to the notes in a minute. The Dovizem Chayef Torim HaShemayim. That's what I said before, that this is a religious, for a religious person, this is a very powerful, a very, very powerful reminder of the Torah's divine origin. A very powerful reminder of the Torah's divine origin. The Dovizem Chayef, because Torah had to be HaShemayim. The Mishayadei Inyan HaNefesh HaMadregosa. A Jew who understands what a Nefesh is. And the madrega of a soul, shimin ha-shamayim, that it comes from shamayim, v'etzem bilti mushlam, and therefore, it is a reality. It's something which exists that can never find perfection. Lekach, therefore, hashlamos l'idei ha-tarev ha-mitzvus, k'mo shi'isbor be'ez Hashem isbor, kinosun la ha-mayla ha-yoyser al-kol, hi ha-tarev la-hashem chesoinu, that Hashem has given the Jew the most precious thing of all. A gift that comes from the palace. A gift that comes from the palace, but that can give her a sense of being in the right direction, of meaning, of depth, of importance. Even though self calls self, remember that you're in a physical body, so there is this shidduch you're stuck in. But at least you're getting some stuff from the palace. And maybe, you know, that's, even though that's what it meant in the beginning of the Medrash. And Madani Melech don't satisfy her. Madani Melech don't satisfy her, but because she's married to an Ironi. So Madani Melech, in a certain way, maybe it's even teasing her. But there is a feeling of, at least I'm Isaac, I'm involved in something which comes from the Malchus. This is something which, it's something which is Malchustic. It has that quality of Malchus connected to it. But ultimately, Hanefesh lo tamalei, it can't be filled. The Bereshim gave us the most valuable way, the most amazing way, at least of working towards being mashlim the chisaron, that we feel something is happening.
I was wondering. It sounds like that we were created. The Torah was created to mashlim us. It sounds like the opposite way around. I know that there's a little bit.
But bishvil Yisrael, the Torah was created and gracious as bishvil Yisrael, shenikra gracious. The world was created for Yisrael, and the world was created for Yisrael to be makabel the Torah, Bishvil, that the Torah going to, that's why it's Yom HaShishi, until Yisrael be makabel the Torah. That's an important discussion, but it's going to take us away from the Indian. It's a big discussion. Who's for who? but really, Kutcha B'Yichar Aisa of Yisrael Chad, and really, Torah is itself, with all of its Aisis, is really a Gilui of Yisrael. Yisrael is the Isis, Yeh Shishim Riba Isis L'Torah, right? That's the Rosh Tevis Yisrael, Yeh Shishim Riba Isis L'Torah. So really the Torah itself is a Gilui of Knesset Yisrael. That's a big subject. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap has a lot of Torahs and Rav Kook on this Inyan that would be good to talk about. You know, we're going to have more discussions of the Isis later on. It's going to come up of Torah. But the Torah, he talks about this also, the Inyan of Torah, Yisrael Torah. But here, the Maral ends and says, what is possible to be mashlim nishalma or nishlama. In other words, even though you see, look at footnote 71, he says the last footnote, Perish afo pisha nefesh le tushlam legamri. It's taken true that the nefesh cannot have a complete ashlama. Nevertheless, Hashem did equip us with that which we need to be marshalim ourselves. That's the Torah. Because the Torah is a good shidduch. When a Jew learns Torah, that's a shidduch. Because it comes from the Elyonim, it comes from the place of the Elyonim. Let's just look at footnote 64, page before. Just it's Mavair a little bit clearer. That he has this, he brings this medrash also in the Jewish Alatayra. Moshe Labas Melech and Nisus Leironi. V'yotzes chutz legedem alosa. She's not in her place, where her milah, where she belongs. Rabbi Nachman has an unbelievable story called The Lost Princess. Bas Melech Shenevda. Wow. If you have Rabbi Nachman's stories, if you have it with Rabbi Kaplan's notes, The Lost Princess. This whole thing that we're learning now is that Maisa, The Lost Princess. So, even if you give all the delicacies, still she feels chaser and she's seeking. Even the Torah is it's the secret treasure that the Baruch Shalom himself delights in. Because the nefesh is stuck in the body. Therefore, it cannot receive complete Hashlama, even though the Torah itself is a chemda genuza, it's a great treasure. Even though this, the Vilna Gaon felt that he, I'm sure that he hadn't even started. The Vilna Gaon felt it, you know. When he left the world, I'm sure he felt like, I can't believe it. Things were just starting to get going a little bit. Can you imagine? It's hard for us to believe. Tabim Vakeshes Yaiser. The neshama comes from above, and he's married to a physical guf, to a body. If you do a lot of mitzvah masam toivim for hashlomel, they bring hashlomel to the nefesh. The soul is not filled. Shadahim Shlomis Bishlamis Lagamri Shibat from Hashemisburg. The Neshama comes from Hashemisburg. That's also the only name of the Madrega of Nishmas Yisrael, where it comes from. It's not for now. Kirima Shavoyal Nefesh from Nekach. Ainis Svebi Masha Oysa Haldim Bagufa Termis is a Masim Tayyar from the next page. Excuse me, Lefi Hashivus of Malus Hanefesh, Imena Milamala. The Adam who milamat the Balguf, the man comes from this world, he's a Balguf. Ein ha-nefesh, he milamala sveyem is elegamre. That's why it can't be completely fulfilled. Hasharoy la-nefesh, he minashamayim. Kitzarech Adam lahashlam asmai. Kiloyagi elevashlemus me'achev afkshani latzmi ma'ani. What it means in the Mishnah, Kshani Latsmi Ma'ani, when I'm to myself, who am I? What am I? Klemesh Shaha Adam Aysa Mitzvah Begufav, Ein Bazah Shlom El Nefesh, Dahainu Ashlom El Karoy El Nefesh Malasa. In other words, no matter how much a person has worked on himself, to be Mashlom himself, it still comes down to it's still a feeling of Ma'ani. What am I? What have I accomplished? What do I have? With all the Torah Mitzvahs, with all the Torah and mitzvahs, sof kol sof, what do I have? I'm ma'ani after all these years. You know, there was a Jew that came to the tzaddik from not Lechovich. I forgot which tzaddik he came to. This Jew had tzaris and he came to this tzaddik from Neshchus. So he came to the Neshchus and he went in there and he said he has a certain machla, he's sick. So the tzaddik says, I can't help you, but in Anapola there's a big doctor. There's a choshev doctor in Anapola, in the city of Anapola. So he went to Anapola, which is a little dot on this world. The only reason it's famous is because the Rebbe of Zushia was from there. So he comes to Anapola, and he comes to the town, and there's a little Yidlach over there. He comes to Shul, he says, the tzaddik says, go to see the professor of Anapola. So he comes to Anapola, and he goes into Shul, and he says, where's the professor? What professor? He says, you have a big doctor here, professor. Says, no, we don't have any professor. Says, all right, where's the doctor? So we don't have any doctor. So you have someone, maybe you have someone that knows a little bit the Chachmas HaRefuah, someone that deals with them. A pharmacist, something. Somebody. No, we don't have anybody here. So then he said, so what do you do if you get sick? So the Yidden that was saying this, they said, what do we do if we get sick? We say Kapitel Tehillim, a few Kapitel Tehillim, and we trust that the Baruch Shalom will help us. What are we going to do over here in the middle of nowhere? So he couldn't believe it. He comes back to the tzaddik, to the Neshkos, and the Neshkos says, no, did you meet the professor? What was with the professor in Anapoli? So the guy says, what kind of professor? Don't even have a doctor over there, or nobody. It's in the middle of nowhere, there's not even a doctor. So the tzaddik says, what do they do in Anapoli when someone becomes sick? So they say, when someone becomes sick, you know what they do? They sit there and they say some tehillim, they trust in the Baruch Shalom. He says, what? So the tzaddik says, Shaita, that's the professor of Anapol. That's the one I sent you to meet. I sent you to meet some Jews who believe in the real professor of this world. You're looking for this, you're looking for that, but I sent you to Davka, there is the one, by those simple people, they're the ones that understand that in this world, there's only one professor. Which doesn't mean to say that a Jew from Anapol is not allowed to go to a doctor, but that emunah, that realization that you're a rake, a clear rake, with nothing at all, if not for the Baruch Shalom, that's the meaning of the tzaddik sending the Jew to the professor of Anapoli. We should be zeichah, Mr. Shem, to meet the professor of Anapoli, and be zeichah for a refuah shleima for each and every one of us.